ITV Super Channel 3.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email or fax stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place, state who the broadcaster was, state your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Ali Kinkacha Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio News, the top stories. President Hakainde Hichilema reaffirms commitment to youth employment. SACOD warns UPND against restricting opposition civic space. In international news, Iran's new supreme leader vows to keep a blocking strait of Hamas in first statement released by regime.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungu-Daka with the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says the government remains committed to creating employment opportunities for young people in Zambia. Speaking during the Youth Day commemorations under the theme Arise and Soar in Sulawesi, President Hichilema says his administration is determined to empower young people through increased job opportunities. The president stated that his government has employed more young people in the public sector than any other administration since the era of the late Kenneth Kaunda. Mr. Hichilema says the move forms part of his government's broader agenda to empower youths both socially and economically. He has also called on society to protect the rights and future of the girl child aging communities, not to marry off young girls to older men. The president warns that such practices can destroy the lives of young girls and limit their potential.
Economic empowerment. That is why we have delivered free education. That's why we have delivered skills training opportunities. That is why we are also giving you meal allowances if you are at university and school feeding program, so that you can focus on school. When it's time for school, focus on school. It's time for work, focus on work. It's time for business, focus on business. Thank you very much. I want to extend this point. Free education policy was deliberate. It is a game changer. Education is the best investment, best inheritance, best equalizer. No question about it.
Meanwhile, Youth, Sport and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu said government will continue implementing programs aimed at empowering young people.
Under the power and inspiring theme, Arise and Soar, I am especially grateful to you, Mr. President, for gracing this important national event that celebrates the energy, the resilience, and promise of the Zambia's youth. But there is one important statement, Mr. President, that was made at the wreath laying ceremony that we need to emphasize. Number one, some of your decisions that you make, sometimes they shock us. without realizing how impactful that particular decision will make.
And Youth Representative Elizabeth Ngoma has called on government to continue implementing policies that support and empower young people across the country.
Arise and Soar could not have come at a better time than now. It is a resounding call to action for the young people of Zambia, across the nation, Guest of honor, sir. To arise means rising above the challenges and choosing the path of education, innovation, skills development, and entrepreneurship. To show means going beyond limitation, unlocking our potential and using our talents, abilities, and our skills to contribute meaningfully to the national development beyond expectation.
Former Commerce Minister Bob Sichinga has called on government to review its shareholding policy in the mining industry to ensure the country derives greater benefits from its mineral resources. Mr. Sichinga notes that the current policy allows private entities to hold majority stakes in state-owned mining companies. He stated that Zambia holds a 49% share in Mopani Mines, while International Resources Holdings retains the majority 51% stake. He says this agreement does not sufficiently benefit the country and therefore requires urgent review. Mr. Sichinga adds that revisiting the policy could help ensure Zambians gain greater value from the nation's mining sector. He has urged policymakers to prioritize national interest when determining ownership structures in the mining industry.
You understand what I'm saying? Who does that change benefit? The high price, the high production, and the high price combined, this is going to be earning a lot more. The question that we need to answer is, who is it benefiting? Under the present regime, the investment regime, the money goes to the shareholder, the person who owns the mine. That has been my argument all along. If you don't own anything, if you do not have majority ownership, when you give away the shares, yes, and what I'm saying is that until that regime is changed, where the country have got the biggest ownership of the shares in the mining company, and the basis upon which you are sharing is also agreed on the basis of what gets.
The Southern African Center for Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, has warned that the United Party for National Development, UPND, risks repeating the mistakes that led to the electoral defeat of the Patriotic Front, PF, if it continues restricting opposition civic space. Concerns have been raised by opposition political parties over the continued denial of permits to hold political engagements. SACOD's Executive Director, Arthur Muyumda, says the UPND risks becoming unpopular in the same way the PF did, which ultimately contributed to its loss of power. He has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to intervene and ensure that law enforcement agencies do not block opposition political parties from conducting political activities. Mr. Muyumda noted that such restrictions mirror the actions that made the PF unpopular, leading many citizens to sympathize with the opposition.
And based on the complaints that they have been made, we call upon the government through the president to advise the law enforcement agencies to realize that what made the PF lose elections and what made the PF make the UPND popular was the same thing of denying the UPND the opportunity to engage the citizens. So the citizens became sympathetic of the UPND. As a result, the HH gained popularity. We advise those leaders in the ruling that they should not make the same mistake of making their opponents popular by denying them the opportunity to assemble. And they should realize that Zambia is a democracy, and in a democracy, people should be free to participate. People should be free to contribute.
Governance expert Charity Musamba has called for greater transparency among individuals seeking public office in the upcoming general election through the declaration of their business interest. Dr. Musamba says all individuals vying for public office should publicly declare their business interest in order to help reduce corruption. She explains that such declarations should form part of their lifestyle audit.